Boundaries are not walls. They're doors that let in what feels good and lock out what doesn't. Boundaries are how you teach people to love, respect, and treat you. They are the rule you set for your peace. Setting a boundary doesn't mean you're mean. It means you're done overextending, overexplaining, and overgiving. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Being You Loud and Clear. If you're returning, welcome back. And if you are new here, welcome and get ready to tune in. On today's episode, we'll be discussing No is a Complete Sentence, the truth about boundaries. Listen, it's for anybody who's tired of overextending, overexplaining, and overgiving. We're talking about boundaries, not the cute ones, the real ones. Because at some point you have to realize no is a full sentence. No. You don't need to explain, or you are softening your truth to make someone else comfortable. Today, we're diving deep into the truth about boundaries, why they matter, and how to set them and how to hold them. Let's get one thing straight. Boundaries are not being mean, disrespectful, or distant. Boundaries are not walls. They're steps for how you allow others to treat you. They are about being clear, honest, and protective of your peace. This is what I accept, and this is what I don't. This is how I need to be spoken to, treated, supported, or loved. Boundaries protect so much. It protects your time, energy, mental health, peace, and your healing. They're not selfish, they're necessary. And the people who get met at your boundaries were usually the ones benefiting when you had none. But let's clear this up, because sometimes people don't understand that boundaries are not punishments, boundaries are not being mean, boundaries are not cutting people off for no reason. They are you saying, I love me enough to not abandon myself to make you comfortable. I went so long with no boundaries, putting others' needs before mine, showing up even when my life was in shambles, even when I wasn't okay mentally, physically, or financially. Anything someone would ask me to do, I would do, knowing damn well my cup was empty. I will allow people to treat me like I was nothing, talk to me like I was nothing. I will allow people to not value my time. And listen, I'm a single mother. My oldest is 12 with a busy schedule like she's 20. This girl got all type of things going on. And my youngest is 4 on the autism spectrum. And if you're an autism mommy or dad, family member, whatever, friend, you know how hard it is to raise a child on an autism spectrum. You really have to sacrifice a lot to give them the attention and love they need. They need the attention to feel heard, seen, and loved at all times. And you really have to put in the work with them so they can progress every year. Because I really think about my 4-year-old's adult life. So I put a lot of things on a back burner for me to fully be there for her. And her to know that you might have a speech delay, but I understand you, I love you, I value you. And I am blessed to be your mommy. And I also have my kids 7 days a week. Sometimes I get help, sometimes I don't. And people would still expect me to go out my way for them every time. And would look at me crazy if I would need their help. I became everyone's personal secretary, babysitter, credit specialist, caregiver, their damn diary, and their motivator. I feel like my family member's motivator. But don't get me wrong. I love helping people. That's one thing I feel like is my purpose here on earth, is to help and motivate and uplift people. But shit, some people take advantage of it. I was letting so many people, family members, and relationships stretch me. I was never able to fully focus on me, complete businesses I started, or focus when I went back to school. I was and been completely drained. I would break down and cry to people just for someone to listen to me. And because I am a strong individual, everyone would brush me off. Your life's fine. You're good. You have a perfect, people would literally tell me I have a perfect life. And I believe I have a great life. Thank you, God, for that. But I am still a human being like everyone else. I still don't have it all together. I still be needing help. I still feel drained like everybody else. I still get frustrated like everybody else. I still go through depression like everybody else. I am still a human being. I'm not no damn robot. And I would just really want people to just hear me so I can vent. I always felt like I didn't have too many people to vent to, especially the people that wanted me to be available when they needed me to be available. Some days I would just break down to them and they would just brush me off. And that shit becomes a lot. I would plenty of times be just screaming inside, begging for people to hear me and have me the way I got them. But everyone was focused on what they could benefit from me instead of just being an ear to hear me vent when I needed one. And once I spent a lot of time with myself, I really started creating boundaries. I remember months ago going at it with my dad. No lie, not kidding you. And I blocked him for months. I didn't care. I didn't give a fuck. Excuse my lingo because I'm working on that cussing too much. But I would not care. I didn't give no fucks whatsoever because I just feel like I'm a grown ass woman, and everyone, especially men, fathers, brothers, relationships and all, is going to know how to treat me, love me, and respect me. I really live by, I came in this world by myself. I'm okay with leaving by myself. And don't get me wrong, my dad apologizes consistently to this day. We're actually starting to get on better terms. Still not there, don't talk every day. But we are very cordial when we see each other to say hello and have short conversations now. But that's because I created that boundary. If you want to be a part of my life, treat me correctly. And I'm not creating boundaries with these men and thinking you're not a part of the collective because you're my father. No, I'm going to start with you. I'm not your average female, Pops. And that's what you call setting boundaries. I really used to think saying no meant I was being mean. So I'll over-explain, over-give, overstay. But every time I ignored my own limits, I let myself feel exhausted, resentful, and disappointed. Until one day I realized it's not other people disrespecting me. It's me not enforcing the line. Me not setting clear boundaries. So I know that was a lot, but I want to give you all 5 tips to help you set boundaries. Number one, get clear on what drains you. Ask yourself, where do I feel resentment? That's where a boundary needs to be set. Non-negotiable. Number two, start saying no without an apology. No, thank you. That's it. Period. No explanation needed. No. The more you use no, the more you will feel like you got your life under control. Number three, protect your energy. If it doesn't bring peace, it doesn't belong. Same people, same shit should not keep throwing you off consistently. I can't stress that enough. Number four, limit access, not love. I love you, but I can't always be available. Set limits without hate. Number 5, stick to it. Now, this is the one that I would always fumble, but I'm so good at now. You can't set a boundary at noon and ignore it by 5 p.m. Okay? Y'all hear that? Let me say that again so you can get that. You can't set a boundary at noon and ignore it by 5 p.m. I always used to do this. People would have less respect for you if you don't stick by the boundary you put in place. I had to learn that the hard way. And those are the 5 boundary tips I wanted to give you. So make sure you choose you. Fill your cup first before anything. Yes, be that good person, help, love, but choose you. Fill your cup. And I want to give you all some affirmations that I like to use and that I put on my mirror on some sticky notes. You can write it down, come back to this episode, listen to it again, however you want to do it. But I want to give you all these affirmations. I am allowed to protect my peace. I no longer shrink to keep others comfortable. My no is powerful and complete. I give myself permission to set boundaries without guilt, without apology. Write those down, okay? And before we wrap this episode up, I want to give you all advice. Y'all know how this go. The advice I want to give you all is, being nice gets you nowhere. One thing a guy once told me, I'm a good person, I'm not nice. Meaning, I'm not to be played with. That is it for today's episode. No is a complete sentence. Thank you for tuning in. If this message hit home, share with someone you love. Make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram at Being You Loud and Clear. I love you all. Protect your peace. I'll see you all in the next episode.